That very night the believers sent Paul and Silas to Berea. When they arrived there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. In today's verse we hear of Paul and Silas being sent to Berea. And when they arrived there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. And that is hugely important. Why? Because in the preceding passage, we are told that Paul and Silas travelled to Thessalonica, and as was their custom, they went into the Jewish synagogue. We are told, as was Paul's custom, he went to the synagogue service and for three Sabbaths in a row used the scriptures to reason with the people. Some converted to Christianity and some weren't. Some of the Jews, we are told, were jealous, so they gathered some troublemakers from the marketplace to form a mob to start a riot. This was quite significant. This is people in the Jewish synagogue getting other people involved to start a riot because they didn't like what Paul was saying. They go on to say they attacked the home of Jason, searching for Paul and Silas so they could drag them out to the crowd. Not finding them, they dragged out Jason and some other believers. There's a riot starting because of Paul's preaching, and the Jewish leaders of that synagogue did not like it. That goes on to finally say, the people of the city, as well as the city council, were thrown into turmoil by these reports. So the officials forced Jason and the other believers to post bond and then released them. They're after Paul and Silas, and they get sent to Berea. And what does Paul do? He doesn't say, look, I'm causing all this trouble, I'm going to stop preaching the gospel of Christ. He goes to the synagogue and starts to do the same. And he knows that it will not be well received by some, but others it will be well received and people will respond to that message. But he didn't hold anything back. He was full out for Jesus. He was full out for the gospel. And he knew that he could get in trouble, that others could get in trouble, but he had his eyes set on what he was called to do, no matter what that brought to him. And the others were with him on that. He faced persecution, but the message of the gospel was so much more important. And what a lesson it is for us today, that even though we might face attacks, and probably nothing like Paul and Silas were going through, that we must go and preach the gospel. We must go to those places where we will be heard. And some people will respond and some people won't. And we have to hold those two things together, that the message of Jesus will cause a reaction. And that's just what it will be. What we can't do is not preach the gospel. That we can't say, look, I just don't want to do this. Now, we're all called to different things in God's kingdom. We have different gifts and talents. This was Paul's. But using that unique gifts and talents that God has given us, we must go and proclaim the gospel. And what do we focus on? Well, yes, in this message, we're focusing on the negative. But, you know, we have to remember the positive, that some people believed what Paul was saying and joined them. That's ultimately the most important part of the preceding passage to today's verse, that people responded. They are now going to dwell with Jesus in heaven alongside with Paul and Silas, and that is what it's all about. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Paul and his undying obedience to his calling. May we do the same. Amen.